You know, 10 months ago, we made a decision to redefine our direction. We knew there would be ups and downs this season. We knew that we would encounter some things that were going to be difficult, and we did. With that said, I think we're in a better place today than we were at this time last year. And I think we have an opportunity to grow as an organization starting today.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
Levine, he goes right. Oh!
Stop it, Sampson! Did you not get the memo?
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Here's Enes Kanter, what are you doing? The finisher in New York City.
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
We're going to preach patience. Doesn't mean we're not going to be looking for ways to get better, but a lot of it's going to come internally. We need Zach LaVine to be a better basketball player. Chris Dunn to come back a better player. Lauri Markkanen, Bobby Portis, you go down the line. They have to put in the time and confident that they will.
So kick back, relax, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Like I said at the beginning, I feel better today about our direction and our position than I did a year ago.
Locked On Bulls. Bulls starts now. Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
I don't even know where you're sitting at.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We're live on Dash Radio, dashradio.com, and the Dash Radio app. On the Nothing But Net channel, live on Dash Radio every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Time. I'm your host, Jordan Malley, writer of Bulls basketball and the NBA at lockedonbulls.com and college hoops over at SB Nation. Along with me is Matt Peck, host of Bulls Outsider and NBC Sports Chicago, and host of the 312 show on AM 1590 WCGO in Chicago. Follow us on social media on Twitter at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls underscore Peck. On Instagram at Locked On Bulls. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/LockedOnShyBulls. And subscribe to the show on iTunes, Android, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and anywhere you find podcasts, you will find us. Our text and voicemail lines at 331-979-1369. We'd love to hear from you. A couple days away from Bulls basketball regular season. The regular season starts tonight. Thanks to Kawhi Leonard for his rendition of the signature NBA theme song of the entire season.
That's the best thing I've seen today, man. So good.
I think I'm going to have to use that at least once a week on this show. So thank you to Kawhi Leonard for that. And shout out to the person that created that because it was hilarious on Twitter. But Matt, first of all, got to congratulate you on your newest opportunity, your newest job. You'll be hosting Bulls Outsiders, a new TV show. You and two other hosts from the Bulls community, from Bulls Twitter, really, on NBC Sports Chicago right after Bulls post game, all 82 games. So congratulations to you. That's awesome. And the podcast is still going to stay the same. I know a lot of people had asked before. Congratulations to you, Matt. You guys are going to do a great job.
Thanks, Jordan. What's up, Bulls Nation? Yeah, I appreciate that, man. It's really exciting. Honestly, it's a dream come true as somebody who's just been a diehard Bulls fan his whole life and has been, you know, doing various things in sports media here in Chicago for the last 4 years. And I mean, when I've told people who are, you know, friends and family members about this this opportunity, this job, and they're like, wait, so basically you just get to rant about the Bulls from the fans' perspective on TV after the game ends? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, that sounds like a made-up job that you are perfect for, but it doesn't sound like a real job. And I'm like, I know, it's ridiculous. But I'm really confident in the guys that I'm going to be working with. John Sabine is a great basketball mind and a great basketball fan who also is a like actor improviser here in Chicago. He does Second City. He does I.O. The guy just like makes me pee my pants laughing whenever we're chatting. And Dave Watson, who has his own Bulls podcast over there at Ball Sports. So two great guys, and it's essentially the third iteration of a show that they started over on the West Coast with Warriors Outsiders for NBC Sports Bay Area, which was a huge success when they launched it a couple years ago. And then they followed that up with Blazers Outsiders for NBC Sports Portland. That took off. So now they figured, as far as other big markets go and NBA fan bases, like if you try to move it from West to the Midwest and then East Coast, they really wanted the Bulls to be the next team to do this with. And it's really exciting, man. I can't believe that, of all of the amazing candidates that were brought in for this, you know, I'm honored, I'm humbled. And most importantly, as you said, it's only going to double down my enthusiasm of doing this show 5 days a week, because if there's one thing you've learned from me listening in to this pod, if you've been listening for a while with Jordan and I doing this stuff, you know that I don't stop talking about the Bulls until somebody tells me to shut up. So have no fear. Still doing 5 episodes a week here on Locked On Bulls. Doing Bulls post-game stuff with NBC Chicago should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Here, another note that I wanted to make real quick, and I've got my hand up. This is on me. I will put out the full blame on me. Unfortunately, the people that I had reached out to about being in our fantasy basketball league, I procrastinated about creating the league, and then ultimately it has kind of fallen by the wayside of some other things. I realized that trying to be the commissioner of a fantasy basketball league is going to take a lot more of my time than I maybe want it to. So as hosts, Matt and I both still want to be in the fantasy game at least once a week. So we're going to come up with a compromise. We're going to do something with maybe one of our new sponsors in FanDuel or one of our past sponsors in Draft, and do once a week daily fantasy for $5, $10, $20, whatever the pot is. First 8 or 10 people to join us there, we'll do that weekly. We'll make sure to do that weekly. We had some success last year by doing that when we were partnered with Draft. So looking forward to do that, and hopefully that's a little bit of a compromise to the people. And I feel bad for the people that we reached out to already saying that we were going to do this fantasy basketball league. So hand up, it's on me, but let's compromise a little bit and maybe play for a little bit more money than $25.
I'm down. And also, Jordan, you can't take the entirety of the responsibility for that not happening. I've been a little busy the last couple of weeks going through the final, phases of this Bulls Outsiders audition. And then also, like, we've been in pretty much most of last week doing audition or not audition, but like rehearsal episodes for Bulls preseason stuff. So I've been busy. I didn't contribute at all. It's not all on you, but I agree. We should definitely try and get something going where if we don't do a full season long daily season long fantasy basketball, we should do something daily once a week. I think that's more manageable. And also it won't drive me crazy, because I was starting to contemplate having to balance the first phase of NBA fantasy while also managing 4 NFL fantasy teams plus being commissioner in 2 of those 4 leagues. I mean, dude, you being commissioner of a fantasy league is just unending stress and a lot of time. So the thought of doing an entire season long NBA fantasy league was kind of a little overwhelming, but for sure we should, whether it's with FanDuel or Draft, we'll set something up. And one other house cleaning thing that I wanted to mention, as far as, you know, along the line of new projects and new Bulls projects, I don't know if you saw this, Jordan. I already am most of the way through their first ever episode. Ricky O'Donnell, friend of the pod, and Jason Pat just started a Bulls podcast. Did you see that?
I did, and it seems like Bulls podcasts are popping up left and right now, so it's always good to have a broad range, a versatile range of Bulls perspectives, and that's exactly what you get. And I think it's kind of it's unique outside, because a lot of the main teams, the Warriors, the Cavaliers before LeBron left, all of these teams, they had like 10, 12, 15 podcasts because they were so popular. I think this is the first I'm really seeing that a bunch of different podcasts popping up for a team that surprisingly hasn't been all of that successful as a basketball team, but it's good. And it 2 guys that I think are going to do a great job, Jason Pat and Ricky O'Donnell, and 2 friends of the show. So we'll definitely have them on this year. So with that, a couple new podcasts, a couple new TV shows, all the Bulls content you're going to need, but nonetheless, still keep it here at Locked On Bulls. We are the voice of the Chicago Bulls fan base first and foremost. I'd like to say 5 days a week, this is going to be a train. We're going to keep our foot on the gas all throughout the season. So excited to be on this journey for another season with you guys, the listeners. And like we said before, tons of stuff coming out on social media. We're going to have a bunch of giveaways this year like we've done in the past. So keep your eyes on social media and keep your ears tuned in here at Locked On Bulls. So Matt, we've got the first of two NBA games starting today. Thank God the NBA is back. It's been a long off season. And so if you're somebody who is like me and might want to put a little bit of money on tonight's games, you've got the Warriors at minus 13 for the spread against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You also have the Boston Celtics taking on the 76ers. The Boston Celtics are minus 5.5 at home. Remember, Russell Westbrook not playing tonight. So that spread, minus 13 for the Warriors, might look pretty tasty at home. But if you want to do all of your betting, whoever you're betting on, just one important note is who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with my bookie. Trust me, guys, that is your best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you guys to use my bookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Now, this isn't just limited to the NBA. It's NFL. It's MLB playoffs. It's all of the sports you want to bet on. So simple. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate this offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie.com. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. Got to take a short break here on Locked On Bulls, but we come back. We're going to talk about Bobby Portis. Going to talk about rookie extensions that the deadline passed yesterday. We'll talk about who signed rookie extensions and whether or not the Bulls got a deal done with Bobby Portis and Cameron Payne. Stay tuned to Locked On Bulls. Be back in 60 seconds. Back here on Locked On Bulls, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls underscore Peck. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/LockedOnShyBulls. Trying to get our Instagram followers up and of trying to push as much content there as possible. So please go follow us on Instagram at Locked On Bulls, among all of our other Instagram followers, and all of the shows that we have on the Locked On Podcast Network have Instagrams as well. So go give them all a follow. So Matt, yesterday was an important day for the Bulls, for Bobby Portis. We're talking about generational wealth in a rookie extension for Bobby Portis. We're talking about a long-term commitment for the Chicago Bulls. And although the 5 p.m. deadline did pass and the Bulls did not get a deal done with Bobby Portis, it sounds like talks were pretty good, pretty engaged. Mark Bartlestein was over by the Chicago Bulls front office all day yesterday trying to come to a deal. They said they'd revisit this in the spring. Are you surprised at all that the Bulls did not get a deal done with Bobby Portis long term?
I mean, I guess a little bit surprised because I was hearing that that the talks were actually productive in the days leading up to this and including earlier in the day yesterday before that 5 o'clock deadline hit. So, I mean, surprised in the sense that I thought that there was a non-zero chance that it would happen. But I'm not shocked that it didn't get it done, largely just because, you know, we heard this from multiple sources that essentially there was just still a little bit too much of a gap between what Bobby and Mark Bartlestein, his agent, were looking for and what the Bulls felt comfortable giving Bobby. And I think it essentially just makes sense for all parties, because if Bobby turns out to have another huge year building on what he did last year and bets on himself, he can find himself in a position to be seeing some interesting and high dollar offers from somewhere outside of Chicago, perhaps even multiple suitors outside of Chicago this time next summer. And for the Bulls, yes, it's a little bit of a risk to say, all right, instead of locking this guy up for maybe a bit of an overpay now, We're going to see how this season plays out. Because they have a lot of things to evaluate. They have what they believe to be their starting front court of the future in Wendell and Lowry. They have this Jabari Parker experiment going on a one-year prove-it deal with a team option. There are so many weird factors in play and so many things that they're juggling that I can see that from the Bulls front office's perspective, it wasn't like imperative that they sign Bobby to an extension. And if Bobby was looking for something upwards of $16 million per season over a four-year deal, and they were comfortable more so along the lines of 12 or 13, and they wanted to maintain some cap flexibility for 2019 and beyond. Look, whether or not you believe they can land any big name free agents next season, assuming they do move on from Jabari and then have that money at their disposal, stretching Omer Asik's contract, Robin Lopez coming off the books, they're going to have money. And with this decision to not sign Bobby, they'll have even more money. I don't see them being major players in free agency next summer because I don't think any of those big name free agents will want to come here. But the Bulls front office isn't going to let that, you know, affect what they do with Bobby. And I would be surprised if they aren't at least themselves confidently thinking, well, we want to have that cap flexibility. It's their favorite phrase. So, no, I'm not entirely surprised.
Yeah, let's take a look around the league at some of the other rookie extensions that did or did not happen and compare it to Bobby Portis' situation here. So the Ringer did a really nice job of kind of breaking all of this down for us in easy kind of few paragraphs a piece on each player. So they categorized it this way. The no-brainers, Karl-Anthony Towns signing his five-year, $190 million Supermax extension. You have Devin Booker, who also signed a max extension of 5 years, $158 million with the Suns back in July. And then they've a category of the would-be no-brainer. Kristaps Porzingis, no deal for him, obviously coming off an ACL injury last season. That plays a huge factor. Obviously, I think the Knicks are probably going to keep Kristaps Porzingis around, even if he doesn't bounce back maybe to the star level that he was previously before injury. But I think they're going to try to save themselves a little bit of money here. But as a restricted free agent, I would still feel like a lot of teams like Kristaps Porzingis. Am I wrong on this, even with the ACL injury?
No. I mean, obviously, you know, his up-to-date medical reports would probably weigh in as a factor. You know, teams would be stupid not to investigate that element of what's going on with the unicorn right now. But with that guy's youth and skill, I mean, like, he is such a tasty prospect, to put it one way. Like, I still think that Kristaps has a monster future in the NBA, and I think he hitting the free agent market would have a lot of interested teams.
I think so too. And it just mentions that by kind of expanding the deadline for the Knicks and letting him go to restricted free agency, it frees up $10 million in their cap space for next summer. So maybe, just maybe, they can toss around ideas of signing Kevin Durant to a max extension or a max contract when he's a free agent this offseason. So interesting person to keep an eye on. The intriguing bets, Miles Turner. This is one of the players that I think impacts Portis. Miles Turner signed a four-year, $72 million extension with bonuses that could raise it to $80 million. Now, this is at the high end. Like, the Indiana Pacers are fully investing in Miles Turner and in Victor Oladipo. So I think I like the idea of investing in Miles Turner. When I was there a few years ago, when Miles Turner was a rookie, he was out for like the first 35, 40 games of the season, was covering the Pacers for an internship. And I remember him coming back and people were kind of down on him, just saying, I don't know if he's going to have the same impact that maybe the Pacers thought. Turned it around though, had a really nice rookie year when he came back from his injury. I don't know about giving him 4 years, $72 million. But the Pacers fans out there could say the same thing that we felt about Zach LaVine's four-year, $78 million contract. So that's at the high end for Bobby Portis. The low end, I think, is Larry Nance Jr.'s deal, who got a four-year, $45 million extension from the Cavaliers. Look, I think Bobby Portis is a way better player than Larry Nance Jr. is, and I think he's going to continue to be a better player than Larry Nance Jr. is. I also could make an argument that I think Miles Turner is going to be the better player when it's all said and done, but Bobby Portis right now at least has a little bit of an argument as far as the offensive game that he brings. So $45 million to $72 million. Matt, where do you project Bobby Portis if he does have a good season, stays healthy? where do you project that sliding scale to be for him when he comes around in the spring?
Well, and Miles Turner is actually 4-year 80.
That's with bonuses, though.
With bonuses, right. So, to me, that is an overpay for Miles Turner. I wouldn't necessarily say a gross overpay, but an overpay. I think I'm probably with you along the lines of, you know, Bobby will end up somewhere in between those two contracts, Nance and Turner. And he would like to be on the higher end of that, or closer to Turner than to Larry Nance. I just, you know, it all depends on what kind of season we see from Bobby. And some of this may be out of his hands. He's going to control what he's going to control, and whether he's starting or coming off the bench, he's going to look to be an aggressive scorer. He shot the ball very efficiently in his 5 preseason outings, and you know, he's not a great defender. You could say he's not even a good defender, but at least he gives effort on that end,
right?
Which in the NBA these days is even better than most, because this is just becoming a league more and more where people don't even try to play defense. So, I mean, like, do I think that Bobby could play his way up towards a contract kind of like the one Miles Turner got, which is above $70 million over 4 years with bonuses reaching 80? I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised. I'm not saying it's impossible. I think 4 years and somewhere 65, 70 is realistic if Bobby follows up last season with another really strong season.
I think that's high. That's super high for Bobby Portis. Like, even though he's going to get an uptick in minutes and the production is probably going to go up from the minutes he was getting last year, like, still, like, that conversation we were having, who's the odd man out once Markkanen comes back, is Bobby Portis going to suffer a little bit because you can't play Jabari at the three? Those are all conversations we're going to have, and I think that's going to be the interesting scenario here. And I know one of our friends of the show, Mark Karanzolas, had brought up that point too, is like, how is the season going to go? And it's going to be very interesting to watch Jabari Parker and Bobby Portis, who are both essentially playing for contracts next year. And with Bobby kind of looking over and saying, okay, Jabari's making $20 million, and maybe I'm looking at 4 years, $60 million if my stats look better than Jabari's next year. So I think going anywhere past 4 years, $60 million, and Bobby's got to prove that he can be a great defender this year. Like, he's got to have major improvements for his defensive end to prove himself. Like, we know what he can do on offense, but I think he's proven a lot in preseason, and I want to see that translate to this regular season. I think that's where you're going to see the scale go up and down. But the one thing that I do like about this is it doesn't sound like there's any bad blood here. You know, not similar to the last scenario that we went through, not Taj Gibson, but Jimmy Butler, where the Bulls were like, eh, nah, we're not going to pay you. You go bet on yourself. And then he ended up betting on himself, being good. And there, I felt like there was a little bit of bad blood between the front office and Jimmy Butler for not betting on him. But it doesn't seem that way now with Bobby Portis, and it sounds like he wants to stay here.
Yeah, well, and some of it probably has to do with the fact that Jimmy, despite what he says about being the hardest working guy in the NBA and it not being about money, is in Minnesota whining about money. He's covering it up, but clearly most of his issues in Minnesota are the fact that he was insulted by that extension and wanted more money. Extension offer and wanted more money. He was right to bet on himself, because guess what? Jimmy had a phenomenal season after turning down that contract extension the Bulls offered him. I don't see the same jump happening with Bobby. I don't think that's realistic. But you are correct in saying that there's no bad blood here. Bobby immediately came out at yesterday's practice to say, yeah, we didn't get a deal done, or after yesterday's practice, I should say. Didn't get a deal done, but, you know, no hard feelings. He immediately thanked the Bulls front office for negotiating with his agent to try to get a deal done. You usually don't hear players thank the organization if they don't get a contract extension agreed upon. So he also doubled down saying, I love Chicago. I can't imagine wearing any jersey other than a Bulls jersey. This is where I want to be. And it's just a matter of, as you said, when Markkanen comes back, what will Bobby Portis's usage look like? And I can see a scenario. This kind of goes back to what we were talking to our good friend Zach Guilford about when he made a guest appearance earlier this summer, about how this Bulls front office sometimes does things that are a little slimy, a little dirty, makes you feel wrong. Can you see a situation where the Bulls scapegoat fire Fred Hoiberg?
Oh, I have a bad feeling of where you're going with this.
No. Just hear me out. Either scapegoat fire Fred Hoiberg or things aren't going well and they bring him into the final year as a lame duck. Either way, he's not part of the foreseeable future. They also say, well, the one-year experiment with Jabari Parker wasn't great. It's not going great, but it doesn't look like we're going to be a playoff team this year. So we can suggest to Fred that he continue to find ways to give minutes to Jabari Parker. If Parker looks as inefficient and, you know, downright bad as he looked in the preseason, play him a bunch of minutes in the regular season, despite the fact that Bobby Portis looks better. Keep Bobby Portis's usage down. Keep Bobby Portis's minutes down so that when he hits restricted free agency, Bobby Portis's price tag from other teams is lower. Can you see that as a situation that the Bulls front office might try to orchestrate?
No. I think if anything, they're going to allow him to play. Fred's going to allow him to play. In worst case scenario, worst case scenario in the sense that they have a good problem to deal with, and that's if Jabari Parker turns it on somehow this season, and Bobby Portis is playing well too, they could potentially maybe find a suitor for him, maybe find a deal for Bobby Portis if they really don't want to sign him to a long-term deal that's north of $15 million. I could see a scenario like that, but putting kind of that evil sense on the front office and like them telling them what to do just because of contract negotiations, I don't think that's in very good faith. And look, players aren't stupid either. They'll know what's going on too. And like, the last thing I want is a guy leaving town for whatever reason and then bad-mouthing the Bulls front office again after we...
Oh, I was going to say, you mean like last year?
Yeah, like, we don't need to continue to do that. Like, the reset button was hit because it is a reset. I'm trying to give the Bulls front office that credit and that chance here, so I would hope that doesn't happen, and I don't think that that's going to be the case. But
just floating a conspiracy theory. I don't necessarily think that that's going to happen either. I'm just saying.
I had a feeling you were going there, and then I also thought you maybe were going to the idea that Jabari plays well and the Bulls could trade him. Look, the Bucks got absolutely no offers for Parker last year, and they tried to deal him too. So
no. If there's a player who has trade value halfway through this season, it'll be Bobby.
Bobby's also going to be a star. He's already a star with the Bulls community in the Bulls Twitter, and he's been more active on social media. I think he's in line as a dark horse of like one of the more likable, one of the more surprises as far as personalities go this season. And I think you're going to see a lot of that from him. And he's trying to kind of show Bulls fans he's got a different side than maybe what everybody pegs him for. A year that happened, a crazy change in 1 year's time, and I think that's my dark horse as far as personalities go. Him and Markkanen, I think Markkanen's going to be a big personality too, and you're kind of seeing that more and more over the summer. I think we're looking somewhere. I think the Bulls would probably agree to a deal if it's somewhere between 50 and 55 million. Anything north of that, I think the Bulls are just going to say, you know what, go test it with other teams, and if you feel like you want to be a starter or you want to be in Chicago, you make that choice. And for the Bulls, they've got another choice on their hands too, and maybe it'll make it a little bit easier with the fact that either Jabari Parker is the guy to stay here for the future or he is not the guy. And I think we're going to find that out pretty quickly throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, you said 50-55. We were hearing that kind of the middle ground that they were going for was 4 years, 56. So if that wasn't high enough for Bobby or that was too much for the Bulls, does that change much one way or the other, depending on how Bobby plays this season? And does it lead them to say, you know, go test the waters, see what kind of offers you get? Whereas I didn't think that LaVine was going to get a whole lot of offers.
Yeah, well, thanks
or
for the
any big
Kings
offers. Yeah, thanks Kings. And I definitely didn't think Nico was going to get any offers when they let him go test the waters. With Bobby, if he doesn't get relegated to the back end of the rotation because the front office stupidly thought Jabari could play the three and can't and has to come off the bench, and then Bobby has to come off the bench once Markkanen comes back, it's not Bobby's fault, but it might hurt his market value a little bit. Not that the front office would do so evilly. With evil intentions. I'm just saying that might happen and it might keep his market value low, but it seems like he wanted more money than the Bulls were willing to offer this time around. But to your point about him being one of the fan favorites here in Chicago, that is certainly trending upward. People are you know, if anyone out there is still among Bulls Nation just like cracking jokes about Bobby punching Nico, like, I'm sorry, but like, get over it. Find something new to and stupid to make jokes
find
about.
A new slant.
It's not funny anymore. You're not funny. You make a Bobby Portis joke about punching someone, you're not funny. Move on. And one of my favorite things that Bobby's done on Twitter recently was, do you see Sam Smith gave his like picks column for all the different awards this season? And it was like, he's got Zach LaVine for most improved. He's got Jabari Parker for sixth man now because Bobby's looking like a starter and Jabari's looking like he's coming off the bench. So Bobby quoted that Sam Smith column and said, "Yo, Sam, stop playing with me." Love that.
Absolutely love that. So that's going to be one of our favorites to continue to watch all season long. Quickly to wrap up, there is an important topic that we got to get to before we get off the show, but are you in or are you out on the Bulls patch? That is the burning question here on Locked On Bulls today. Are you in or are you out on the
how
new
could you be in?
Sponsor, the new...
How could you be in? It's stupid. We all feared that this day was coming because several other teams, including prominent teams like the Celtics, who have, like the Bulls, iconic jerseys that shouldn't be messed with, have since started throwing, like, GE patches on their jerseys. And so we all knew it was just a matter of time before this happened, unfortunately. You know, it's a fairly unobtrusive logo. It's just, you know, it says Zenny in, like, a fairly simple but bold font on, you know, the upper left, you know, like chest area.
It's the most Bulls sponsorship logo of all time.
It's just, it's just dumb. I hate that this has to be a thing. At least they didn't do something really ugly and noticeable. You have to look for it to see it. I mean, it's there. I don't like it. I personally just would have liked something a little more Chicago-centric.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm thrown off by, and I don't know if Zenny is founded in Chicago, but I thought that was the whole point of this. Is like a lot
if
of
if they are or if they
with...
aren't, it doesn't matter because Chicagoans aren't gonna be like, oh yeah, Zenny, oh yeah, that really just speaks Chicago to me. Oh man, nothing says sweet home Chicago like Zenny Optical. You kidding me?
So to me, I think, and look, I'm an avid glasses wearer. I wear contacts and I wear glasses. Unless they want to sponsor the show, I'm not a fan of the patch. Like, look, they could have gone in so many different directions with this, and I don't want to get bogged down by all of this, but I put out on Twitter, I'm like, if they're not in on any of these eight patches that would make sense for Chicago, I'm out on all of it. It was Portillo's, it was Peter Francis Geraci, it was Lou Malnati's, and it was Goose Island. Those are my first original
PFG.
Four.
You know, one of my best friends, his uncle is Peter Francis Geraci.
No way.
Yeah. Said the guy's a total asshole.
The guy's a multi-millionaire.
He's a rich asshole. But wouldn't that be hilarious if you just had that lifeless
so
face as your sponsor patch on your shirt? Hi, I'm Peter Francis Geraci.
So, I'm attorney Peter Francis Geraci.
I think my runners up were Harold's Chicken Shack, too. That makes a ton of sense. Their logo is kind of like all over the place, though. There's a lot of detail to the logo, so that
very
might have been,
strange.
Might have been tough. I would have liked to see Portillo's, though. That's kind of a no-brainer. Or a deep dish pizza. That might be a little bit too cliche for Chicago, but...
Nah, dude. Not too cliche. And don't even do it with a sponsor. Forget the sponsor. The Bulls make enough money. Just put a little patch of an Italian beef or a deep dish slice just on the jersey without a sponsorship attached. You want to put a patch on your Bulls jersey that's either an Italian beef or a piece of deep dish? I'm fine with that. But Zenny Optical? Who the hell are you? Get out. No one cares.
Yeah, so I'm out on Zenny Optical.
Oh, the other thing, and I'm kind of glad that this rumor wasn't true. There were people talking about, well, you know, what's that big sponsor on the ballpark for the other team in town that Reinsdorf owns?
I was having a mini heart attack when I thought about it.
Guaranteed rate? Whose logo is the red arrow pointing down?
No thanks.
At least it's not that. Although, at least with the Bulls, you could have turned that red arrow pointing down into like a positive spin. Like, it's, you know, Bears have bear down, so you could just like start saying bull down.
Matt. I have tried to do this 100 times over with the White Sox, and there's nothing good about a red arrow pointing downward when you're talking about a sports team. I've tried to do this a million times, and it doesn't
All
work.
You can think of is this stock is crashing.
So, yeah, so not thrilled, but we'll see. Yeah, I don't know how long the deal is going on for, but it makes sense. Like, the Bulls wanted to keep their jerseys. They've kept their uniforms for a long time, super classic, super to their base, and it makes sense to not do something crazy with the logo in the corner. So, all right, well, we'll run with it, I guess.
One more thing. So the Bulls, when they made this announcement earlier today, you know, they had, like, Rolo and Markkanen and Levine there sporting the glasses, which just looked so dumb. Like, why? Why are they wearing these? But they also had two of the Bulls, you know, brand ambassadors, special advisors to the president, Michael Reinsdorf, there, also wearing glasses from Zenni Optical, and they were Scotty and Tony. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait, hold on. Didn't Horace Grant also recently get named as a special advisor to the president and COO Michael Reinsdorf, a.k.a. the general, a.k.a. the dude who made the sports goggles look
amazing? Yeah, they missed an opportunity with that one.
How was Horace Grant not there wearing glasses? I don't get that.
They missed the boat on that one. That's for sure.
Seriously. Like, maybe he had some prior engagement and couldn't come. But, like, when Michael Reinsdorf reported to, or no, I think it was Chuck Swirsky who introduced, and he was like, you know, two of our, you know, most famous and well-respected and prized Bulls veterans of the past, six-time title winner Scottie Pippen and three-time title winner, and I was thinking he was going to say, and I was like, Tony Kukoc. I was like, hey, Tony, good to see you, bud. I love you. You gotten a little fat these days, but also, where the heck is Horace Grant? Where is the general? You got a sponsorship with a glasses company and you didn't bring Horace in for this? What's wrong with you?
All right, so NBA is on tonight. Looking forward to two really good games tonight. 76ers and the Celtics, like I had mentioned before, head to MyBookie, MyBookie.com. I went ahead and I'm making my two picks. I'm taking both teams at home. I like the spread with Boston Celtics -5.5. I think they're going to come out and they're going to dominate the 76ers tonight. So I'm taking them, and I'm also taking the Warriors for a pretty big fact that tonight is a night where they're opening up at home. No Russell Westbrook, which is huge, huge. So -13 might seem like a lot of points tonight, but I'm taking them as well at home. -13 at home Warriors and -5.5 Celtics.
I'm taking the Celtics to cover, and I am taking the Thunder.
Interesting. With
that's a big spread.
Dennis Schroeder.
I know that Russ is out, but I think the Warriors are coming out a little lazy, a little lackadaisical, little championship hangover. And when it's Thunder Warriors, those are almost always high scoring affairs, and they're almost always close. So I know Russ being out is a big factor, but just because it's a fluky first night, 13 is a big spread. I'm going to take the Thunder there.
Are they unveiling their banner and doing the ring ceremony tonight? Is that?
Don't know.
That might also have a factor.
As a home opener, I would assume so, but I don't know.
I would assume so too. So I would, if they are, play that another factor, a reason why you should bet on the Warriors tonight. But just saying, we'll find out tomorrow with the results. But that's going to about do it here on Locked On Bulls. Follow us on social media on Twitter at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls _Peck. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/LockedOnShyBulls. We're on Instagram at Locked On Bulls. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Android, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and anywhere you find podcasts, you will find us. Our text and voicemail line at 331-979-1369. Got comments on the Bulls' new sponsorship on their jersey. We'd love to hear what your comments are on about it. Who did they miss out on? Any of the local sponsorships that I did not name? Who would have been a better sponsor for the Bulls? We want to hear from you. 331-979-1369. We're live on Dash Radio, dashradio.com, and the Dash Radio app. On the Nothing But Net channel, we're live on Dash Radio every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Time. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley. Bulls Nation, have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. Enjoy NBA basketball tonight. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. Locked On Bulls is live on Dash Radio every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com